Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'm conservative. Tribal war cry. So? Tribal war cry. Yeah, I'm Republican. So? Tribal war cry. Steve Harvey, he visited the tower. Ain't say nothing, no. Nope. Jesus visited the tower. Kanye said nothing. I'm a warrior, not from Golden State, though Kevin Durant. I'm not a cupcake. I ain't Muslim, but I stand with them, cause they under attack, cause of brown skin. You attack Muslims, refuse to be quiet, unlike Farrakhan. I won't stay silent, N-O-I silent nation. Christians won't speak against Trump's ban. Now that's real deep. Attack overseas and diss refugees, and in the U.S. you disrespect me. Diss Trump on the air. I marched in the street. I walked like a man. CIA watching. Trump talking reckless. 100 days in. Most of you rappers, what y'all saying? Yo gang bang rhymes, but you hesitant to say your drive-by on a president. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da, doo. Segregate my land. Wanna build a wall? I'll join Mexican. C4 make it fall. Attack my brown brothers. An act of war. Grab the clips. Molotovs in the car. Straight to Trump Towers. Building shaking. The black juggalo. Without the makeup. Land of the free, home of the brave. Attack my people, put you in a grave. Modern Nat Turner, birth of a nation. Shaka Zulu mind, it's what you're facing. Tribal war cry, tribal war cry. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. Boo-da-da, boo-da-da. And it shouldn't blast. It's sad to see more whites than blacks out there protesting. You see, you can fire the FBI.
True.
But Trump can't fire me.
Me?
No. God hired me.
True.
Yahweh.
Uh-huh. Allah.
Allah.
Uh-huh.
The creator.
Uh-huh.
I wear that armor.
Proud.
No fear. BMA all day and night. Emax the image. Rider music.
Gangster.
Underground.
Mr. Ranch Sean.
And welcome once again to Al Porter Band in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 17. And if you want to send anything to us, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com. Once again, that is emaxxradio@gmail.com. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. You can Facebook EMAXXTHEEIMIJJ. Also, Lake City Radio on blogtalkradio.com. I thank you all for listening live, but feel free to use that number of 646-478-0944. You can also Facebook Black House Sounds Open Mic. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy. As a matter of fact, let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct, 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent and go back on hold. Change your mind, call back or press one. This is what I'm going to make the attempt to do right now before I go to the, 216-400. I'm going to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Number 10, you can Facebook, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop and other events. episode number 203. More on that, just a little while. Number 9, the debut of the May Day March. More on that, just a little while. Number 8, you can Facebook official rebuttal to the state of Cuyahoga County. More on that later. Number 7, GMS had last Saturday at the Spotlight Social Center, and you could definitely, I will say, Facebook Ants, America's Next Top Spinner. That was what was held there. But they also had, you could Facebook, Smithsonian Institute was last Tuesday at, now that's a touch of class. Number 6, the debut of the Beat Auction. More on that in a little while. Number 5, a big jump. You could Facebook Mr. Fofo Release Party and Carnage Execution Beatbox. That was last Saturday, Detroit Avenue. Number 4, debuting the 4th Annual DJ Cypher. DJ Tech host Dolores Gray. DJs in the City Awards. Free food, ribs, chicken, meatball, hakadushi, veggies. J. Cool documentary film. Oh, that was beautiful. Number 3, big jump. The Litter Bugs, Cuyahoga County Cleanup, was last Saturday and Sunday. Big shout out for them being able to do two things. Big jump. Facebook, the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. More on that just a little while. Number 1, biggest jump was his debut at the top, but the biggest jump from where he was last week, Dr. Umar Johnson at Liberty Hill Baptist Church, about 82nd and Euclid Avenue, the past Saturday. So there you go. I got past all that. Now, before I go to the phone line, which is very important, and I see a few folks there, and I appreciate it. They held the 3rd Healing Gospel Concert, Stop the Violence, Stop the Killing, Help Heal the Victims, which was yesterday. It was sponsored by Black on Black Crime Incorporated, and it was held at the headquarters of Black on Black Crime, Inc., 15415 Kipling Avenue. Even though that was held there, the regular Black-on-Black crime meetings are every Wednesday, 7:15 p.m. Now, the thing about that is you had people like Dontez Taylor, Pastor Jimmy, Ernest Harris, and other local groups. I also, and you ask me, why do I ask you to get whatever devices you're going to use to take down information? The May Day March is Wednesday. It's the march and rally at 4:45 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at Public Square, downtown Cleveland. Don Bryant spoke on this last week on this very program. Also, I want to let people know you can Facebook 6th Anniversary Rally, which is being held Cleveland Seymour Avenue. Escape Victims. That's Facebook 6th Anniversary Rally, Cleveland Seymour Avenue Escape Victims, next Monday, May 6th, Cleveland Standard Time from 5 to 6 p.m. Well, really 5 to 6:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 2207 Seymour Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio 44113. Amanda Berry, Gina DeJesus, Michelle Knight, Man in the Street will be there. City Councilman Joe Jones, Ward 1, will be there. State Senator Nikki Antonio, District 23, Lakewood, State Rep Juanita Brent, District 12 of Cleveland. I remember when that happened about, 2013, May 6th, 2013, Man in the Street was supposed to go live on the air when they found those three young ladies. I remember EMAC said, hey, I'll handle everything. You go down there with Black Man's Army, Black on Black Crime, and celebrate their release. I remember going on the Seymour Avenue and going on live, you know, by phone, Emacs manned the boards, and who did I roll over there with? Proprietor ENT's very own Major Taps. We were out there. It was a very, very festive evening. I also want to take the time before going to the phone line to let people know, John Daniel Singleton, rest in peace, rest in heaven. January 6, 1968, April 29, 2019, American film director, screen director. He was best known for directing Boys in the Hood. In the 1991 film of the same name, he was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Director, becoming the first African-American and youngest person to have ever been nominated for the award at the age of 24. Native of South Los Angeles, he also did Poetic Justice, 1993, Pac Janet Jackson, Higher Learning in 1995, Baby Boy in 2001, Rosewood 1997, Shaft 2000, Too Fast, Too Furious 2003, Four Brothers 2005, apparently complications from a stroke. And before we leave off of this, Intercontainment, Intercontainment, Stage Production, which is on Facebook. That'll be Saturday, 5:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Music Hall at the Cleveland Public Auditorium East. I believe it's 1201 St. Clair. That's 1201 St. Clair on East 6th. Cleveland, Ohio, 44114. Miss Moon with an E. Kay Coleman, Superwoman, ENT.com. Not to be confused with Tina Hammer, Superwoman Radio Hobson. But that is coming up this coming Saturday. So I hope that I've been able to get through some things. That's why I ask people, if you're going to listen to the program, please, please do me a favor. Have something to write down when you hear certain information, because it makes everything that much more easier to bear. I am going to shut my mouth right now. I think I've talked about a whole lot of different things. I am going to say, as a follow-up with the Black on Black Crime meetings at 7:15 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time on Kipling Avenue, the number 1 and the number 37 do pass by that St. Clair East 152nd intersection, but the number 28 passes by Euclid Avenue, Ivanhoe, and Kipling is off of Ivanhoe. So there we go. And let's go to the first phone caller of 216-400. 216-400, how you doing out there? 216-400, going once. 216-400, going twice. Going thrice. And I appreciate you, because even if you're watching the NBA Finals, at least you chose to do the important thing, which was don't hang up. You don't have to hang up. That's kind of rude. I have to do is stay silent, and you go back on hold. So I appreciate you for wanting to check out the program at the same time. I have some things written down here that I probably need to go to before going to the 216-288. I should say that you did have the beat auction, which was last Friday at the Spotlight Social Center in East Cleveland. Proprietor ENT was there, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, GMS, Man in the Street was there, HGS Music. Some of the producers who were there were the Workheads, Sosa 808, Sean Charles, This Beat by Ya, Dame B, Path to Greatness, a.k.a. PTG, T-Dames, SDA1, Matlock, Sample GD, Sample God, and the auction rules were simple. The beat auction, the bid started at $20, the lease. If the bid exceeds $125, premium lease, track out is included. If the beat exceeds $175, the beat becomes exclusive to that purchaser. 50% of the donation off of beat sold to support the venue. And after that, proprietor ENT invited Man in the Street to the 3 hours in-game blockbuster grand opening. It was a grand opening movie weekend. We've got a chance to check that out. Definitely did not disappoint. I also want to let people know, if you choose to, you can Facebook Full Coalition Meeting, which is Thursday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 8:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at the Kanimu Foundation Lighthouse Center. Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity at the County Jail, which is located, the meeting is at 966 East 105th Street. Number 3, you can Facebook Official Rebuttal to the State of Cuyahoga County Address. The event was held last Wednesday at Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man Army, Man to Man, Survivors, Victims of Tragedy Headquarters. Keynote was Angela Davis from Black Lives Matter Cleveland, who touched on 4 topics. Number 1, Department of Children and Family Services. Number 2, the county jail. Number 3, taxes. Number 4, the Democratic Party. Father's Lives Matter did the Facebook Live feed. We had many guests, including mayoral candidate Dr. Richard Montgomery, Euclid Mayor and Man in the Street. I remember, actually, the staff here endorsed him. I also want to throw out there that last Thursday, Burtis H. Taylor, Kinsman, Marchionette Daniels, mother of 9-year-old murdered victim, Saniya Nicholson, was shot in the back of the head, Lee Harvard, spoke at this particular event, and it was called Definitely Stop. Don't pick it up, put it down. I'm Sanaya's mom, the community center. And my thing is, Khalid, Peace in the Hood, a Democratic Party chair, Cuyahoga County Council, Chantel Brown, to hear that story, it just made man in the street teary-eyed. I actually had some tears after hearing that one. BWCCC, Black Women's Commission, Cuyahoga County, was well put together. As I make my way through here, I have a couple of other people on the phone lines. So since I do, I suppose I would be rude not to take those phone calls. So I will let people know that you can Facebook Fred Barkley Live Group. Also, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on voiceofradio.com. Also, you can check out Facebook Black on Black Crime Inc. and the webpage of blackonblackcleveland.com. So since I've gone through a lot of these things, let's go to the 216-288. How you doing out there?
Greetings, Mr. Porter. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing excellent, man. What's going on?
What's happening? Party into you in the building. I just want to say this past weekend was a blast. I had very fun. That beat auction was so awesome. I wish I would have known about it sooner because I would have had some beats for myself to put it on stage and stuff like that. But I was very amazed and, you know what I'm saying, impressed by the awesome producers that we have in Cleveland and stuff like that. So you artists out there, y'all really need to, you know what I'm saying, stay in tune and just keep a nice ear out for these producers and stuff like that. Because for a minute, I was like, I don't know, what, do Cleveland got it with these producers? Like, am I the only one in the land that make beats? That's, you know what I'm saying, that's legit. I mean, trust me, I know it's others, you know, it's other elders. You know, when I speak about that, I speak about, like, the elders that's paved the way, you know what I'm saying, especially like Dollar Rock, you know, even Mr. Mosley, you know what I'm saying, I'm sleeping on that guy either, though. Certain other producers out here and stuff like that, but I was like, is that what Cleveland has to offer? Though when I came to the beat auction and stuff like that, I was very impressed. Wow, you know, because that's my whole thing, because, you know what I'm saying, if it wasn't for these producers, you know what I'm saying, it wouldn't be a lot involved. It wouldn't be a big thing. I mean, MCs, yeah, Cole. I mean, you got to, when it comes to being a lyricist, you got to come with your A game and stuff like that. And you know what I'm saying, a lot of these artists need to thank these producers and stuff like that, because they come out here and stuff like that, and they put a bunch of nonsense on these tracks and stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying, it's usually the producer that saves the day, because you know what I'm saying, that person rocking to that beat, you know what I'm saying, to that catchy hook and things of that nature and stuff like that. So shout out to all my producers, you know what I'm saying, I don't hate on nobody, you know what I mean, because, you know what I'm saying, in order for you to be a hater regardless on any individual, you really got to step back and look at yourself and stuff like that. So it's like, you know, what are you doing? You know, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I don't really worry about things of that nature and stuff like that, because I know what my talents are, you know. So with that being said, though, yo, the end games was a blast. And also, whoever haven't seen Avengers Endgame, go out and see it. It was an awesome movie, so it's going to shock you, you know. And as far as with Propriety ENT goes, I'm going to make that big announcement next week, because I have to get an official confirmation on it, though. That was the big event that's going to go down with Propriety ENT that will be opening up for a popular artist, you know, that was well known, you know, like his stuff was up here in Cleveland bumping before people even heard a lot about it from the South and stuff like that. You know, he's a well known guy, stuff like that. I used to get annoyed by people using a certain chant So, I mean, he's a popular artist and things of that nature and stuff. So, I feel like it's really big. It's a big thing for Propriety and T to be able to have the opportunity to be on stage and open up for this act and stuff like that. So, with that being said, Cleveland, let's keep it pushing. Let's not forget about our legends and stuff like that, Bone Thugs and Harmony. Let's not forget about the Godfather, right. Fly Gotti, you know. Shout out to Spitbox because he had a big event too. I was unable to miss it. I went to the Mike Epps concert, and that was hilarious. You know, I wish I could have been there at the Spitbox, but I already had these tickets, and I said I was going. So shout out to Almighty FX. Almighty FX was supposed to perform at Spitbox, though. He had like an emergency where he wasn't able to be here, though. But trust me, you guys are going to be seeing a lot from Almighty FX and also the Mr. Major Taps. So shout out to BMA.
Yes, sir.
And I know you guys are coming up to the Hip Hop Workshop. I will be there along with a few other of my Propriety NT family members. So shout outs, one love, peace.
Peace. And as he holds the line, that who could have asked for it? Like I said, I had to call the name out. If we're going to be there May 6th for the 6-year anniversary of the three young ladies who were released, that is history. You just heard it. I didn't even expect them to call in tonight. Major Taps was down there with Man in the Street. We went down there together. The whole Ramsey, everything else. Ah, man, that man been rolling for a while. Before I go to the 216-534 phone number, I guess I should stop and take the time because he brought it up, and I'm glad he did. I didn't even expect it to happen like that, but it did, and I'm very thankful because if you do choose to Facebook, Black on Black Crime, Inc. Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 203 and other events, some of the things that will be happening, well, the brother just told you, Proprietor ENT, please come through and meet them. And it's this Saturday, May 4th, 1899, Berkman Hall, formerly Main Classroom Building, East 22nd. You can enter from Chester or Euclid Avenue, 145 to 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And you can be mean, but keep it clean. Radio edits as we have rap, gospel, R&B, poetry, dance, live DJ Dollar Rock. He'll have tributes. We'll also have Mr. Ronnie B with the Hip Hop Workshop News. He also will have probably a performance and also the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards. Nominee Joseph Motley Jr. will be there to perform, as well as Tina Hobson's I'm a Superwoman Radio with guests from out of town. Also, you will definitely have the Freestyle Cypher, and that is again happening in large room 136 at 1899 Main Classroom Building, East 22nd, where you can enter in from Chester or Euclid Avenue. I know Brick House Wellness will be in there with Dolores Gray, community advocate from Brick House Wellness, and the voice at radio.com, Queens Court. You also will have giveaways of all types. Harold Stallworth, HS Music with CD as well as T-shirts. Also, I will say that we will be paying tribute. Hey, I respect Nipsey Hussle, John Singleton, but we'll be paying tribute to 216-440 artists such as Dimensions, The Great One, Nav One, Boudin, a.k.a. we also have Boudini, and we'll call them D-Shites for short. And also, there'll be a State of Hip Hop address given. And so I just want to let people know that that's a powerful thing. And they're coming to Cleveland, Ohio, May 4th, 2019, to the Hip Hop Workshop from 1:45 to 6 p.m., room 136 between Euclid and Chester Avenue, a.k.a. The Appointed One. We will have Minister. Definitely Minister Pointed. She's coming in from out of town as guest of Tina Hobson. That will be an interesting thing in itself, and I appreciate everybody who chooses to come through and be a part. Now, the 216534, they've been waiting for a little while, so I guess I should see what's happening. They'll probably tell me that they're planning on picketing the hip-hop workshop. 216534, how are you doing out there?
How you doing, Mr. Porter?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. God is good. Yeah, you know, I've been calling in and been calling and worrying you as well as I was worried about the Justice for Katie.
Mm-hmm.
And
I know that I've been on.
Yes.
I was going to say before you make your announcement that people can Facebook bringing awareness to bullying Justice for Katie, which is the march, which will happen on West Boulevard in Cleveland, probably 3:30 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Now, you say you have an announcement for us?
Yes. Or you can do the announcement. It don't even matter, but the people need to know that the officer got in trouble. I got the letter today. They got him for many people, fraudulent a police report and had us falsely accused, and it clearly said on the report. And I sent you a copy of the report. And I just want to thank you for standing behind me, believing in me. I want to thank Father's Lives Matter for believing in me. I want to thank Peter Corrigan for believing in me, because this battle that I was fighting, it was an unbelievable battle. When you had injustice and corruption in Cleveland, and the more that you try to reach out for help, the more they will shame me down. But I fought for 2 years, and I finally got justice.
I'm into that. I'm glad you
Man,
didn't give
God.
Up. Mm-hmm.
No, dealing with a situation like that and a corrupt system, the officer should have got more than what they gave him. But
mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that, and I'm going to follow my next step. I'm going to follow it for the next step, what I'm going to do now for the Justice for Katie, because everybody clearly know that they forced us to plead on the paperwork. It clearly say now that the officers forced us to take a plea with the prosecutor. Now, if that don't got no sign of corruption on it, I don't know what else does. Did you read the paperwork?
Yes, I did. And I was very, very thankful that they did take a look and rule the way they did, because hopefully it'll cause officers and others to go by the same conduct that we would have to. If we're working on a job, you don't follow the rules, you just get fired flat out. So continue on, please.
Right. And the thing they did, it was a write-up, and then they said if he do something else, then he can lose his job, when that should be unacceptable. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing like that. They need to understand something, and I'm not trying to hold a phone up long. My daughter was
mm-hmm.
jumped by these people. The three people,
mm-hmm.
an adult, attacked my daughter. They allowed this girl from Zone Recreation Center to South Monica make a false report against me and my kids, because I went against the school, because it was my child that was getting assaulted, got beat up multiple times. They took her phone, and they, even while the court case was going on, they was coming to my house continuously, kept trying to jump my child. And every time I was making reports on the situation, the officer have his colleague to remove it up off the computer to make it look like this girl is a victim, and they knew what this girl was doing. There was videos at the RTA of them chasing my daughter home. It was clearly shown that my daughter in the video that was assaulted, Mr. Porter. Like, I don't understand why did that officer do what he did and turn a victim and to the perpetrator when they knew that Oshaya Davis now lied on that police report and said 8 people jumped her at the recreation center and my daughter did not jump her, my daughter did not take her phone, and they submitted it to court and they made every last one of us plead and force us to plead and lock Ms. Turner up in jail till we took that plea. Now, that's injustice, and I've been fighting this for 2 years because what happened to us, this supporter, that justice for Katie March, I don't want to never see this happen to another child because these kids really don't have voices, and if you don't have mothers that will fight to the bitter end, you don't have nothing because you've seen how many times they knocked me down. You've seen how many times they kept corrupting the case. You've seen how many times
yes.
even the public defender lawyer worked against his client. Tom Swanesy, all of them lawyers that had this case, they all need to be held accountable for the actions of their officer because when they heard the 911 video, the mother said only one person fought her daughter, but when she made the report, she put on her 8 people. That right there needs to be held accountable for Mr. Porter. Now, when you got the letter that I sent you today from the OP Standard Office, what is your suggestion for the next step that I need to take for my children?
My suggestion before we get off the phone and I go to the other phone callers is if you know that something is not true, that you pray, lean on your Creator, and definitely continue to fight to stand up for what's right because they tried to force a lot of other things on you, and by you doing that, you were able to at least prove that you, your family, as well as a couple other people were absolutely innocent of all charges. And that would be my thing, is just to dig deep and not stop. So I want to thank you very much for the
yes, and thank
stand
you
that you
once
took.
Again.
You are more
I'm
than
listening.
Welcome. Feel free to hold a line, and we got you. As a matter of fact, I know that before we do anything else, hashtag you are not alone, the anti-bullying rally. But again, you could Facebook bringing awareness to bullying, justice for Katie. As Lake Erie International High School will be hosting its first anti-bullying rally, please join them on May the 9th, 2019 at Cadell Rec Center. Enjoy music, food, raffles, while also learning about ways that we can all work together to end bullying. It's a family-friendly event. Thursday, May the 9th, 2019 at Cadell Rec Center, 1910 West Boulevard, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. I think now things are being pushed to about 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Definitely Detroit Shoreway, Lake Erie International High School, and several others, including Cadell Improvement, Inc. But one of those things is we'll be joining on West Boulevard, and that is 3:30 to 3:45 p.m. The lineup as we march down there. Black on Black Crime, Inc., Black Man's Army, Man in the Street, Justice for Katie. Hey, Justice for Katie took the lead on it, and I'm glad. Sometimes bullying can lead into so much more. And before I go to the next phone call, I am going to at least take about 1 minute to say that every community needs human and precinct development. 6 areas of development that produce prosperity or devastation to a community. Church, government, business, clinic, home, schools, Ernest Harris Precinct, government facilitator, target audience, Black Republicans, but no person will be denied the knowledge due to party affiliation. You have about 5 weeks left, but it's 90-minute sessions on Saturdays at 10 a.m. It goes up to May 25th, 2019. The location is Black on Black Crime Incorporated headquarters, 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Snacks and water will be provided. The workshop is free to all participants from the Inner City Republican Movement. If you were to go, though, FYI, if you asked Ernest Harris, hey, what have I missed? Once everything ends off for that day, you'll be brought up to speed. He will take the time to do that. I'm going to go to the 216-322 phone number. I see at least 3 more phone callers calling in. So I can appreciate that this evening. But I'm going to start off with the 216-322 who's been very patient. They're probably calling to tell me that, hey, you all will be all right. But we need to keep those darn Democrats out of these meetings. But 216-322, how are you doing out there?
Good evening, Brother Porter. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm well. I finally had the opportunity to tune in. I've been away. I've been working. And I wanted to know what I've missed and, you know, how to catch up on some things. Because the last time I called in, people were saying they needed volunteers and help to do so many different activities. But I reached out. No one called back. I gave information to other people, and they never got any information. So I was just wondering what's been going on. How's unity working out? Have people found a way to unify and do something about the gentrification, the violence, and bring about some peace and cohesiveness to their neighborhoods, to the city? So, you know, I know that you do your best and you can't do it all, but I was just checking in to see what's been going on since I've been gone. I've been gone all year, just coming back. So kudos to you for all that you do, and I'm just going to listen and see what's going on.
I thank you very much. Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold, and for the next couple of phone callers that come on the line, please remember, the last phone caller wants to know what's going on, from peace to cohesiveness to a few other things. Please do not disappoint. Before I do anything else, let me let people know that you can check out OPN Radio on weupradio.com, which is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also Facebook Albert Porter Jr. period with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I am a Superwoman Radio, which is on Facebook. I would like to at least do something first. Talk about interesting things. Since she brought it up, I would like to say that it was very interesting. First award show of its kind. Which stood out to me, because people say what you can't do. That's the main thing. A lot of times people would tell you, you can't do X, Y, Z, and I think that's a good thing that the last phone caller was bringing up to a degree, is that certain people will argue with you and say that if you do yada, 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 you're corny. Nobody wants to hear anything else. Nobody wants to know if somebody's giving any conscious suggestions, and nobody wants to listen. There are times I feel cynical myself. I can say that because I do feel that cynical. It's hard to believe certain things, but I will say that I was caught off guard because the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards happened. It was winners, basically speaking, who were voted on, with other artists from all over, I will say, the country, the world, talk about international. You had Podcaster, DJ of the Year, Hip Hop Artist of the Year. Somebody was called by the name of Kent Osborne. You had Traditional Female Artist of the Year, Traditional Song of the Year. If you look up the Virtual Independent Gospel Awards, you will find out, like praise and worship artists, there were about, at least to me, it lasted for about 90 minutes. There were about maybe 21 categories, but I would like to say that the Hip Hop Song of the Year went to Cleveland's very own, and in the midst of some thousands voting, they chose No Limit, What the Lord Will Do, from Joseph Motley Jr. So if you Facebook Joseph Motley Jr., JR period. If you go to the YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or type in No Limit to What the Lord Will Do, he also has this other page, Joseph P. Motley Jr. It shows that maybe if you stay your course, get things together, you cause people outside of your own area to really vote for you in droves, it means that you're not stopping. The last phone caller before before that last phone call asked about cohesiveness, there's always going to be fighting or people not getting along, even on the so-called battlefield. But it's very interesting that she didn't say, hey, I want to say to everybody, I did this all by myself. No, the creator allowed her to work with, I believe, Father's Lives Matter, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. A couple of times who showed up, Black Lives Matter Cleveland, BMA, and a few others who just stood solid and worked together in the end. If we can do more of that, we'll be okay. So I'm going to go to the 216-209 phone number. They're probably going to tell me, forget all that cohesiveness and working together, man. That's some corny side of stuff. Every man for themselves. I'm going to go to 216-209. How you doing?
I could never say every man for themselves when I'm in a group of leaders that's with me that's doing something positive with each and every one in the group. So I could never say that, Brother Al. This is John from Black Odyssey. For all those who don't know, you can go to BLAQODESSY TV on YouTube. Check out our latest video, which is Freedom Riders. It's doing pretty well. About a month up, almost 400 views. Check it out. You can check out other videos that Black Odyssey Films have shot. More to come. More on the way. Waiting on the weather to break so we can get out here and run a gun and shoot some more videos.
Wow, nice, nice, nice.
Yeah, I'm going to just keep it short and sweet tonight. Tad bit losing my voice, so I don't want to hold up the line when I can let somebody else speak because mine is kind of going away.
Appreciate you very much. Thank you for the phone call.
No problem.
No problem. As he holds the line, I think what I might want to do is, okay, I see phone callers coming through from all different aspects, and I can say I appreciate that very much. Before I even go and check out the 216-255, I want to let people know, since I'm looking at it, that Black on Black Crime Inc. headquarters, BBCI, which is on 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110, with meetings every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m., community ministries are Sundays at 10 a.m. Youth and family marriage counseling by appointment. You can reach out to Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. My brother, Deacon. Hey, Brother Ted, always down to give a listening ear. You also have survivors, victims of tragedy, grief support. Judy Martin at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repasts under 100 people, inquire at 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, 216-253-4070. They're able to provide you space, pastor, flowers, special pricing, floral arrangements by Maddie B's Flowers at 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. Please feel free to let people know. I want to also thank the vice president of the group. Liz, I want to thank her because she's the one who put the flyer and all that good stuff together. But I'm learning that more people have to learn how to do more. It's easy to talk about wanting people in your group to do more, but I found out something in the past year, or anybody who might know me, including Brooke or anybody else, I don't want anybody to come out there and say, like, to hear from Angela Davis or anybody, even Danielle, but I don't want anybody to come out and say, hey, guess what? And I'll say, what? You just learned how to share more power. And it's the truth, because if you're not willing to at least let other people do things, then you're standing in the way of progress. So I think you have a lot more to go along with, in part from the one phone caller asked about cohesiveness. I believe I'm seeing a lot more people take responsibility for self. I also think I'll take the time to go to the 216-255. You've been on very patient. You might say, you know something? That sounds good, but forget taking responsibility for self. Blame the next man or woman. 216-255, how are you doing out there?
Very well, thank you. How are you today?
I'm doing well. As a matter of fact, go ahead, Don Bryant. Lay it on us.
Hey, so I don't have a whole lot. I did want to respond to the young the woman that just two people back and said, what's been happening in the last year? You know, have we done anything to curb the violence and, you know, and different things? So I think it's good for us to assess where we've gone in the year, and thank you for that question. And I would report on the coalition to end the inhumanity at the county jail, which has progressed forward, made a lot of noise. We're good at making noise, right? But do we actually see concrete results? So, boy, that's tough. If you talk to Armin Budish, the jail's all good now, right? Sorry.
Right.
No, there have been a few improvements. In fact, just because I was visiting a young man in the jail. He's moved on, unfortunately, to prison now. I hate to say it. But in any case, he said that things have improved before he left, he was telling me. Because, you know, they used to see vermin, mice running around in the food area.
Oh.
And supposedly that is subsided. That is gone. That's done. And the population has decreased slightly. They got more way to go to get it down past 2,000 inmates there, beyond, you know, below 2,000 inmates.
Right.
But we're moving forward, and there's been a lot of media focus on Armin Budish and the Cuyahoga County Council and what they're doing, you know, or not doing in relation to the jail.
Right.
I mean, you know, the U.S. Marshals, of course, came in. So, you know, we're making noise. I hope we're getting things done. There's a good, strong coalition. We meet about once every 3 weeks to a month.
Yes.
At the NAMU House. And hopefully that will be on, you know, on the website of Al's radio show here, so that the young woman that called a few minutes ago can join us for that. And other than that, I'll just be real quick to say that this Wednesday is May Day. It's 100 years since a May Day march happened, when there were 30,000 people marching to public square, and the feds and the police and some instigators, they called themselves the Patriots or something like that. There was another word they used to use back then. But now, of course, you know, like Trump's Patriots. In any case, they stopped the parade. They stopped the May Day march. It was a march for workers' rights. It was for the 8-hour workday way back then. Now I think we're asking for an 8-hour workday again, because I talk to people that got 2 and 3 jobs just trying to keep food on the tables, right? So let's march.
Mm-hmm.
We are marching. Harriet Applegate from the AFL-CIO and other speakers will be speaking about, let's increase the wage to a fair wage for people, okay? A minimum wage of $15 an hour. A fair wage equal for all parties, you know, across the line. Women, African-Americans, other people of color, you know, equal and fair wage. And we're also going to commemorate the 100-year anniversary of the march that they never finished, because the police brought the clubs out, clobbered people. Two people died in this march 100 years ago. And actually, they were also supporting the socialist candidate Eugene Debs, who just went to prison because he was accused of sedition and convicted of sedition for making an anti-war speech, Al, back in Canada, Ohio, 101 years ago. And so 100 years ago, he went to prison on sedition. And he was tried in a Cleveland courthouse 100 years ago, 101 years ago. But 100 years ago, he went to prison, and they had a huge march with 30,000 people. People got bashed, as I said. So we're going to commemorate that and finish the march that they never were able to finish 100 years ago, unless the police don't let us. But we're going to be there, and hopefully you can join us. And we're going to be speaking on immigrant rights issues, labor rights issues. Oh, inhumanity of the county jail is going to be on the agenda as well. So that will kick off at 4:45 outside the county administration building at 9th and Prospect. And we're going to finish up at Public Square. And the march actually takes off at 5:15 from the county admin building. We head to Public Square, and we get there by who knows, 5:45. Then the speeches will take place. Please stop by Public Square if you can't make the march. And I'm done.
Thank you.
Sorry, I had a lot to say, and I'll just be silent. Thank you so much.
You're more than welcome. And I have to say, I appreciate that, and I do know what he was talking about. We mentioned that also for. That event happens this coming Wednesday. And then also you can Facebook for Thursday what he was talking about, which is full coalition meeting, which will happen 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Kadimu Foundation Lighthouse Center Coalition to Stop the Inhumanity at the County Jail, 966 East 105th Street. Look, instead of me playing like a seven-minute song for 7 minutes, I think I'll play at least, since he did win an award, play at least 3 minutes of the song and then come right back, because I want to end off with Black Odyssey. Let's play this. I Ain't Listen, Joseph Motley Jr. solo. Be right back after
this. We all like you keep getting bad luck. Now some people might say, yeah, if you was doing the right things, you wouldn't be going through all this bad luck, right? Well, we was doing the right thing when we was in Africa before they even took us, right? Or was we doing the wrong thing, selling our people, and then they came and took us? Well, however it goes, it's even conscious rap, you know what I'm talking about?
I'ma make it really right. Test your heart and how you feel inside. You can see the pressure through your naked eye. Resist them, whenever put their weapon down. Can't say a lot, in the past, they'll take you out. Remember Marcus Garvey, we return to Africa, they can't starve me. So why is all this hating, all this R&D? What happened to conscious rap through rapping R&B? Martin Luther King died because of earning. My ancestors speaking to me through a journey. Hey. And you don't really care, don't concern me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today.
Harriet coming through the winter. Yeah. We talk against each other, close set up. All the shackles in the chains ever let up. Yeah. Through all our mistakes, we still get up. You can show me amazing things, but can you show me trust? If life was really good, you would be robbing us. And why you keep your secrets? Why you lying to us? I recall episodes, you remember the rules. I never thought my lifetime I'd see it true. Your own people. Take your life like working prostitutes. Everybody see the vision of the working suit. You believe everything on the news. Just a logo, a brand that be on your shoes. But when you left out, you lost the point of view. And you wonder how this monster enslaving you. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
No matter what they say, they can never hurt me. No matter what they do, they can never hurt me.
I ain't listening.
My ancestors told me. Journey. Now today, I ain't listen to the conditions in business. Now today, I ain't listen. My ancestors told me it's a journey. Now today, if I can go to Africa and sell my own, talk about the ancestors.
sisters that I ain't never know. They changed our language and all our culture, and gave you Jesus and took it over. The pyramids in Egypt for newer order. If they ain't stop slavery, then they enslaved some more of us. Black said it best to set up the spell. You either selling dope or going to work a jail. Your children teaching the parents to work and fail. You a working man, and now your child is going gay, man. And now you wanna do something, but it's out of hand. See, y'all don't understand. If the blood can talk, got them eyes on ya. I ain't listen to old school, I was on the corner. And when Africa's come to America, we phone it. We gotta learn to love each other like you left a home.
Definitely, I ain't listening. You know, self-reflection is good. I think that's what happened for the county jail situation to some other things. If I look at things, never would I have thought I would have seen such groups working together like, I would say, Clash, dealing with the, of course, lead situation, going out to collect 10,000 signatures, rather the city of Cleveland threw it out on a technicality or not. It was several different groups working to collect signatures, which I found was very interesting. Same ones and different people joined in for the Stop the Inhumanity at the county jail. And who would have thought you would have seen at least five jail guards, as well as that causing certain, I will say, attention being caught. Many times you see Black Lives Matter Cuyahoga County working with Black Lives Matter Cleveland, Refuse Fascism, Imperial Women's Coalition, Puncture the Silence, Inner City Republican Movement, Stop Mass Incarceration, Indivisible CLE, and others. That's when we saw a lot of people, I will say, work together on that issue, which showed that it could happen. I believe also that if we continue to do that, more or less in the streets, a lot of us are doing what we should, meaning that we are on purpose getting out there to give and get information for, I will say, young people. They have to see us willing to work together no matter what the odds are. If they see that, then they will say and say, maybe we shouldn't be fighting with each other from different blocks, because elders, the old heads, are beginning to realize that it's unity. Because I can't get out there and tell a young person, hey, don't fight with your brother from Superior, even though you're on St. Clair. Don't fight with your brother from Miles, you're on Harvard. You're all brothers and sisters. And then we get out there online and we fight with each other. Or we, meaning myself included, I don't get myself together. If I don't get myself together, then I'm setting a very poor example. So I believe that we're seeing a lot more people come up with certain programs like that. Before I play a track and then come back for one last time, I believe that a lot of us working together, you know, for those who didn't get it, you can look up on Scene Magazine online from Facebook or whatever, the Best of Cleveland. Or you could type in the Worst of Cleveland 2019, because the last issue that came out, the Worst of Cleveland, and we'll get into it deeper, but number one was Cleveland City Council. Number four was Armand Budish. I would like to think that if people weren't out there going to people's homes, asking certain questions, press conferences, and banding together as a unit, you wouldn't cause more people to figure, hey, we can handle those issues and bring attention. Why can't we work together to stop violence and do other things? Because I've seen a lot of people gathering together to go into neighborhoods together and set that example. It's almost scary for a person like me, because I'm like, wait a minute, I haven't seen that before, and I'm thankful. My thing is this. I'm going to play this track because it makes sense. Maybe you get what you pray for. If you just keep praying, give me about 2.5 minutes. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bow. Let's talk to you for a minute. Just for a minute. Keep praying. Yeah, no matter what.
It's a new day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to pray. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God, keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why, look. Ain't no love in the city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme, gimme. Now to the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying. Yeah, no matter, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, praying, but I'm gonna keep praying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams. On a daily basis, Lil Chris 19 facing two murder cases with a baby on the way, waiting with the judge gon' say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
A moment of silence. Yeah, said the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. Yeah, so keep praying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, yeah, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, yeah, we gonna keep praying, yeah, keep praying, we gonna keep praying, no matter what, love you, just keep praying, yeah, no matter what.
And as we leave out of this, you know, the worst in Cleveland, I'm going to only give you, like, from out of the Seed magazine. I find it very interesting because I think if we had to work together, certain things wouldn't have happened. Who would have thought somebody would have been bold enough to put down Cleveland City Council, a serious question in Cleveland, Ohio, as well as the city's legislative body, City Council, has any value at all? That's kind of a deep question to come out. Other than fielding calls from disgruntled constituents, hosting pancake breakfast for seniors, and holding interminable committee hearings full of inane and or self-serving questions, it's hard to come up with a single recent accomplishment that's not more directly attributable to another person or entity. They are the absolute worst. Council is these days a rubber stamp body of 17 small-minded electeds, utterly subservient to corporate interest and the mayor. Like good mindless, they await the rewards born of loyalty and therefore refuse to rock the boat. Not a soul on council put out a statement condemning or even questioning the egregious and ongoing misuse of council funds by Ward 4 Councilman Ken Johnson, for example. We'll have to look at that one next week. We'll also have to look at the fact that, you know, Armand Budish, God, the county executive Armand Budish is such a consummate farce that it's a wonder he hasn't resigned and hightailed it to Florida, where at the very least he could be made comfortable. Now, with that being said, it kind of is scary what would have happened if we hadn't worked together as groups. It would have been horrendous. And next week we have to look at the worst of Cleveland City Hall's Office of Communications, specifically Dan Williams and Latoya Hunter. And if you're wondering what's going on, if they're in charge of communications and there are no communications, they too should be fired, let go. Just get out, go, walk away, run. My thing is, I appreciate you all for tuning in once again. This has been one of those interesting shows that I can say that I'm looking forward to at least talking with you all next week and getting to a lot of things which I wasn't able to at least cover this week, but we will get a chance to cover it next week. Thank you. Let's support each other on our activities. Peace.